Progress check 8. Exercise 2, page 148. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about television programs. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the main reason why each speaker watches the program. Speaker 1.
I don't watch much TV, but I do enjoy nature programs. I'm particularly enjoying Blue Planet 2 at the moment. It's a fantastic sequel to the first series and continues the exploration of the world's diverse ocean life. I'm fascinated by the many weird and wonderful creatures that they feature. The program also highlights the issues that pose a threat to these wonderful creatures. And that's an important aspect of the program. It helps to educate us on the plight of the planet's ocean life, which makes it even more appealing to watch, as if the animals themselves weren't enough of a reason.
Speaker 2.
Reality shows seem to me to be trying to show people at their worst. They're kind of a window on life today. I've been watching the recent outing of Come Dine With Me. It's got a simple premise. 5 strangers each host a dinner party for the other 4 and are scored on their efforts. The fact that the scoring is done in secret is what makes the show so enjoyable. You would think that in polite British society, people would be more, well, polite. But the vindictiveness of some of the contestants makes it compulsive viewing.
Speaker 3.
I can't wait till Sunday nights right now. There's a new series of Endeavor on. It's the prequel to the highly successful Morse, which followed the investigations of Chief Inspector Morse as he solved cases in Oxford. The prequel is set in the 60s, and we see Morse as a young detective. I love the attention to detail and the nostalgic look at the city in the 60s. But most of all, I love watching Morse figuring out who the culprit is. The character has such an astute mind that sees connections that others seem oblivious to. It's one of my favorite shows.
Speaker 4.
I find current affairs programs really interesting. They're informative and take the time to explore the issues in detail. They cover topical stories that sometimes don't hold back and can shock the viewer. But that's why I like them. They don't sugarcoat the issues. Telling it like it is. It does sometimes make for uncomfortable viewing, but it's important to know what's going on, even if it's not exactly palatable. Otherwise, how is anything going to change? They cover a whole range of topics, from detailing the plight of ecosystems caught up in ecological disasters, to exposing tax havens and the rich and powerful elite who employ them.
Speaker 5.
Historical documentaries are my thing. I can't get enough of them. Whether they're about ancient civilizations or the music scene in the 60s, it doesn't matter. I love them all. I particularly enjoy anything about the Victorian age. I'm fascinated by it, especially seeing how people lived back then and the trials and tribulations the everyday folk went through. It actually makes me appreciate my own life. And I think it's really important to learn about our past and where we come from. It gives us a better perspective on where we are today.